In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, the church's rhythm for observing the seasons and the days of the church year, like the rhythm for observing this month's Reformation Sunday, which is soon to come for us, that rhythm repeats itself year after year for good reason. For if repetition is the mother of learning in places like this one, then repetition is also the mother of retention, of remembering and never forgetting what the faithful must never forget. For such repetition keeps before our eyes and in our ears and on our hearts the chiefest, the simplest, the most fundamental things, so that all might remain grounded, so that young or old, all might recall and confess, for example, as St. Paul says it in our text for this day, that none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands as one should. No one seeks for God as all with every fiber of their being should do so. All have turned aside in so many and various ways. Together they have become worthless, even as regards their very best efforts. No one does good, not even one. For all our righteousnesses, adds Isaiah, are as filthy rags. Thus, the focus of the church's annual rhythm may rather rightly be said to be simple. But simple should never be confused with easy. For as simple as such words may seem, they are in fact also genuinely hard words for this world's prideful human person to hear, who is by nature so given to resist their very intention, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. Thanks be to God. For while there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, still all have been made also to be no longer guilty of any trespass, no longer in debt for any reason. By his grace as a gift to those whom God loves, through that redemption that is ours in our Lord Jesus Christ, whom God put forward so that he, the Son, might be the ransom, the price, the one to turn away God's all too deserved wrath by his blood. God's gift is he, to be received by faith. By such precious things, God shows us in his righteousness, not that he is one who for our sake ignores sin, but that he is one who instead knows what must be done, knows the price that must be paid, and is himself prepared to pay that price in the giving of his Son in sacrifice, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. What then becomes of our boasting? What then becomes of every misguided inclination to credit ourselves for anything? All such foolishness, declares the apostle, is excluded, not by a law of self-justifying works, but by the law, by the informing and empowering word of God, whose gift is the gift of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law, which means Not that we overturn the law. On the contrary, we thus uphold the law as we uphold all that God gives and all that God does to turn us to Christ and to remind us still that the just will live by faith. This the church upholds. This she celebrates, not only when she celebrates days like Reformation Sunday, but always, so that all the faithful might remember and never forget what the faithful must never forget. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.